I'm Antonia Gonzalez with National Native News. In today's headlines, the Indian Affairs Committee is set to hear a Water Rights Settlement Act, and the Alaska Supreme Court hears arguments on prisoners being forced medicated psychiatric drugs. These stories today on National Native News. This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. The Senate Committee on Indian Affairs has invited tribal leaders to testify on Capitol Hill Wednesday. As KJZZ's Gabriel Pietrazio reports, the Northeast Arizona Indian Water Rights Settlement Act is the hearing's subject. The Alaska Supreme Court heard arguments this month on whether prisoners can be forcibly medicated with psychiatric drugs without a court hearing and the right to a lawyer. In the state correction system, Alaska Native people are incarcerated about twice the rate of white Alaskans. Alaska Public Media's Rachel Cassandra has more. The National American Indian Housing Council is applauding the House passage of the Tribal Trustland Home Ownership Act. The bill to improve access to home ownership for Native families on tribal trustland is led by South Dakota Congressman Dusty Johnson and passed last week. Executive Director of the Housing Council, Rudy Soto, says the bill improves coordination between the BIA, lenders, and tribal communities, establishes timelines, and helps Native families, veterans, and tribal members who want to achieve home ownership. The Senate previously approved the measure, and it now heads to the president's desk. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.